Leila Nishmas of Kleinemish Kamen Ben Ravili Melech. Chagiga Perak Beis Mishnah Aleph. Ein Darshan Barayas Bishlosha. We do not Darshan Arayas, the halachas of Arayas. Bishlosha really means, like Tesyantov explains, almost like Lishlosha, 2-3 students. A Rebbe should not teach three students at the same time, drushas and halachas of Arayas. An example that Rab brings is, like you brought in the previous Mishnayas, Bito Me'anu Sasoi, which is a daughter of when he rapes somebody. So even though it's not specifically stated in the Chumash, it's learned out from drushas and also other similar arayas. And the reason is because the Rav explains that while this Rebbe is darshaning it, two out of these three students may be learning amongst themselves and not hear what the Rebbe is saying to the other student. And they wouldn't hear that it's usher, and they're going to go and be more heter for themselves and matter something that's really usher. Because when it comes to arayas, there's a strong taiva for them, more than other Isurim of the Torah. Therefore, you do not teach it to three people. V'lo b'maisa b'reishis b'shnayim, and also do not teach the maisa b'reishis, or the secrets of the creation of the world, to two students. And also, all the more so, the Rav says, three or more. Because the Torah says, kisha'al na liyam rishonim, so it says kisha'al na, which is one person. When one person asks, liyamim rishonim, the first days, meaning the first days of creation, that's when a Rebbe can teach, but it's only one person. V'lo b'merkava b'yachid, and not the maisa merkava to one person, even one person, which is the maisa that Yecheskel ben Buzi saw, and the Rav also brings that Yeshayo anavi saw, because this has to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's merkava, with the chariot, like the Pesukim talk about. Ela imken hayachachim amevin midaito, but there's one exception. As long as the Talmud is a Chacham and can understand without the Rebbe specifically explaining every little thing, he would understand just Rashi Prakim and hints. But the Rebbe wouldn't have to speak everything out to him, and he would understand just from that. That you can do. Mishnah continues, Kol Mistakel Bar Bal Devarim Roy Lo Ki Lo Lo Bal Olam. Person looks at four things, it's fitting, or the Rav even learns, some have a gears of like Rosui, which is also better. Better that he never came to this world. What are those four things that it's better he never came to the world if he starts looking at them? Mala, 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 mata. If he looks at what's on top, so the first, the Rav learns it means on top of the chayas of those angels higher than them. Mala, mata means underneath the aretz, underneath the earth. Mala, fnimu, mala, ocher, what's in front or what's behind. So this could mean a few things. First, the Rav says, lefnim is outside the mechitza, the boundary of the firmament in the sky to the east, and Malachar is to the west. Or Malafnim Malachar means, Lefnim means before the world was created, and Malachar means after the world is created, at the end of time. V'chol shalo chosal kvod kono, roi lo shalo bala olam. And whoever is not concerned with the kvod, with the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning he does an avera in quiet, he thinks he's doing an avera all by himself when nobody sees him, and he says to himself that the Shekhinah is not found here. Nobody sees him doing the Avera. Who can see me? Who knows what I'm doing? Roy lo shalo bala olam. It's fitting that this person never came into the world.